So we are continuing, myself, Tim and Teresa, and we've got four more stories for you in batch number seven. And I think it's my headlines time now. So my headlines: a teacher ordered to muzzle dog after Hugo attacked a baby, and Staffordshire's Reform UK council leaders full statement on plans to tackle immigration. And Teresa's headlines all:
firefighters guard of honour after death of colleague who risked life for others, and restrictions on new Hanley bars and clubs set to continue amid crime surge.
Okay, so my headline to kick things off with is: teacher has been ordered to muzzle his dog called Hugo after it attacked a baby. Now, teacher Lucy Bamber has been ordered to muzzle her dog outdoors after it bit a baby. The 26-year-old was walking her two dogs on leads when Kane Corso Hugo bit the baby, which was sitting on the drive of their Longton home. The victim was left with several puncture wounds to the back and the right arm, which are expected to leave permanent scars. The attack happened on March the 2nd early this year. Prosecutor Sherry Henry told North Staffordshire Justice Centre the dog bit the child, and the child had several puncture wounds to the back and right arm. They had to be treated and will likely leave permanent scarring. Bamber of Priestley Drive, Longton, pleaded guilty to being the owner of a dog dangerously out of control and being the owner of a dog which was dangerous and not kept under proper control. April Lamay, mitigating, said that Bamber is extremely remorseful and understands the impact on the child and the victim's parents. She said that Bamber was fully cooperative with police and the victim's family, and she had no previous convictions, reprimands of cautions or cautions, and is of positive good character. Miss Lamia added that Hugo had never acted in this manner before, and she is not just remorseful, she has told me she is willing to do everything in her power to prevent this from happening again. She was walking her two dogs, and Hugo, a two-year-old and nine-year-old Staffordshire Bull, both were on a lead. To avoid a cat, she crossed the road. However, in doing so, there was a fence and telegraph pole. She only noticed the child after Hugo bit the victim. She immediately pulled the dog away, and she was shocked by his behaviour. When Hugo is in public, he always has a muddle. He always has a muzzle, and he has a short lead. He wears a high-vis jacket which says I need space on it. He is undergoing extra obedience and recall training. She no longer walks Hugo on that road. She is a fit and proper owner, and she has owned two dogs before Hugo and showed that she is a responsible owner. The court can be satisfied that Hugo does not pose danger to the public, and magistrates fined Bamber £487 and ordered her to pay £300 compensation to the mother of the child, £85 costs and £197 surcharge. She said that they were satisfied that Hugo does not constitute a danger to public safety. The magistrates told Bamber that you are a fit and proper person to own this particular type of dog. You must keep him under control, and we impose the following conditions: when outside, he must have a fixed lead and a muzzle. These will last for the whole of Hugo's life. If you do not comply, then Hugo may be destroyed. So over to Teresa, who's going to do the next story for us in batch seven.
This is the Firefighters Guard of Honour story. Firefighters formed a Guard of Honour as they remembered a colleague who dedicated his life to saving others in Stoke-on-Trent and the Staffordshire Moorlands. The funeral of Fire Station Officer Michael Cope, who served at Leek Fire Station until 1996, was held today in the town where he ended his career. The cortege passed by Leek Fire Station on the way to the church, with firefighters lining up to show their respects. Michael first joined the service in Manchester back in the 1960s, before a series of promotions eventually led him to Staffordshire. He would later go on to become an assistant divisional officer in Hanley. Tragically, Michael died at the age of 78 on May the 23rd at the Royal Stoke University Hospital, following a battle against aspirated pneumonia and early onset dementia. But today, a service to celebrate his life was attended by dozens of well-wishers. Speaking ahead of the service, his son, Paul Cope, told Stoke-on-Trent Live, he saw a lot of action over the years, particularly when he was starting out. In Leek, he was involved with putting out a few factory fires and inevitably all the Roaches fires over the years. He was a very respected serviceman. The day he died, me and my wife Susan were with him at the hospital. I had to go to the W.H. Smith by the entrance in the morning to get some bits and bobs. And on the way down, I saw around 30 surgeons all pooled together. One of them said, "There's an active fire." Outside was a big fire engine with all its lights flashing. I said to my wife, "It's like they're coming for him." 10 minutes later, he passed away. Oh. So I had the idea of having the funeral procession swing by Leek Fire Station on the way to his service. I told the fire service welfare officer about it, and he's arranged for a squad to attend in their former red and black uniforms. They'll be outside the station, fully lined up with a couple of fire engines as well. Manchester's fire service will be sending a representative as well.
So I'm finishing my final story in batch 7. We've got one more coming up from Teresa. So Staffordshire Reform UK Council leader has given a full statement on plans to tackle immigration. Staffordshire County Council's new leader has described dispersal of asylum seekers as a pressing issue in response to an open letter from a resident. Reform UK's Ian Cooper was asked by Robert Duncan to clarify how the authority plans to tackle issues around immigration. Councillor Cooper, who heads up the Reform UK administration, which took control following May's elections, responded by calling immigration a national issue, which has an impact in Staffordshire. His full response is as follows. In an open letter, Staffordshire resident Mr. Duncan said that recent local elections results suggest that illegal immigration played a significant role in rallying support, often resonating with many citizens' concerns for safety, economic stability, and community cohesion. He added that given this context, I believe it is both timely and necessary to seek clarification on your council's strategic approach to this pressing issue. Specifically, I would like to understand what concrete measures the council intend to implement to tackle illegal immigration. How do you plan to collaborate with national immigration authorities and local law enforcement to ensure that all residents feel secure and that our community's integrity is duly maintained? Additionally, in what ways will these initiatives be communicated transparently to the public so that residents can have confidence in the actions taken and provide constructive feedback? As local government leaders, you hold the profound responsibility of striking a delicate balance between safeguarding our borders and upholding the rights and dignity of all individuals. It would be most reassuring to know that the policies being pursued are based on a thorough assessment of both local needs and the broader national legal framework. So over to Teresa, who's going to finish off batch number 7 for us.
Right, then I don't know how many of you this is going to affect, but this is the restrictions on a new Hanley bars and clubs set to continue amid crime surge. So if you're misbehaving, pack it in. Here we go. Restrictions on new clubs and bars opening in Hanley are set to continue despite objections from the owners of a popular venue. A so-called cumulative impact policy has been in place for the city centre since 2015, making it harder for new venues to secure a licence if it's believed that they will worsen problems with crime or antisocial behaviour. Stoke-on-Trent City Council is now looking to extend the policy for another 3 years following a request from Staffordshire Police. But the move is being opposed by Carl and Dominic Gratty, the owners of Gossip nightclub in Hope Street, Hanley. Meanwhile, a similar policy has been operated in Burslem, is set to be dropped as it is no longer considered necessary due to changes in socialising since the pandemic. The Cumulative Impact Assessment, known as the short version of CIA, it applies to both applications for new venues and bids to varying existing licences. There are currently, wait for it, 126 licensed premises in Hanley Town Centre, including bars, clubs, off licences and late night fast food outlets. In their request for the CIA to continue, police say there is a consistent theme of crime and antisocial behaviour in the city centre. The local policing teams engage in safer nights operations in Hanley every weekend, including high visibility patrols, which officers say is a labour-intensive approach to reduce crime and order. Figures provided by Staffordshire Police show that in the last 6 months of 2023, there were 317 incidents of violence recorded in the city centre, up from 261 over the same period in 2022, while public order offences increased from 150 to 264. The police request states, as part of a wider approach to tackling the causes of the crime and disorder, it is recommended that the cumulative impact assessment policy is maintained in Hanley. New businesses are warmly welcomed by the local policing team and will be afforded equal levels of support and intervention where needed to tackle crime and disorder. However, it is considered appropriate that those new businesses that are likely to contribute to crime and disorder are scrutinised in line with this legislation to ensure that the correct steps are taken to prevent a further rise in crime within the city centre. In their objection, Carl and Dominic Gratty notes that 412 pubs and 65 nightclubs closed across the country, saying this was primarily due to additional restrictions on opening hours, business costs increasing, and a change in social activities. Their objection states, the cumulative impact assessment, CIA, is used by Staffordshire Police to discourage and prevent existing late night refreshment venues from varying their premise licences. The police have always stated they would object to any new or variation to existing premises licences in the late night refreshments venues. This has not been based on increased crime and disorder from this sector, more to reduce their public duty. However, Jack Burton, Managing Director of Chameleon Bar in Trinity Street, Hanley, has written in support of the CIA, but calls for it to be applied consistently, encouraging responsible businesses while curbing those that breach conditions. Mr. Burton says Chameleon has operated without a single police incident in 7 months, during which time the number of assaults in Trinity Street has fallen, which he says demonstrates that venues can contribute to community safety. He calls for the council to use current granular date when applying the CIA and for good performers such as Chameleon to be given benefits such as longer opening hours or more flexible conditions. Cabinet members will be asked to support the continued City Centre CIA alongside a new statement of licensing policy when they meet on Tuesday. The final decision to adopt these policies will be taken by full council. I can't get over this place being called Chameleon and then maybe needing to change its look.
Well, many thanks for reading. It's been lovely to have you with us, and hopefully you will you'll be read again for us soon.
Oh, I'll be back.
Bye for now.